This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm today's host, Scott Burton. Our next guest has been on the show before, sharing his music on and thoughts on art and life. He's one of the founding members of the Inuit Soul music group, Bumiwa. He's a family person and now working on a record of his own, among other things. Kachung, Stephen Blanchett, Kweana, for joining us today.
Kweana, Scott. Happy to be here.
It's so nice to have you. I got to check in with you and our listeners. It seemed like late spring, early summer. You were doing tiny deck concerts. How have you been since?
Oh man, it's been fun, man. You know, it's like this time we're not able to get together and play like the traditional way. You know, I haven't done any tiny deck concerts then, but I have done some collaborative stuff, right? And then I got really busy working on the album. So this was a chance for us, my collaborator and partner, Alan Nielsen, and I to just really like buckle down and just like do a big push to finish up this album. It's been about 3 years, 3 year project. And since I moved to Juneau, we just stopped. It was a complete stop. And the whole plan was to like, you know, I was going to head down and meet up with him on weekends or whenever we could, right? And do finish it up. But that changed. So what we've been doing is just working just remotely and just doing it piecemeal. He'll just, you know, he'll send me some edits and some work, and then I'll just listen. We actually just literally got off the phone with each other like 10 minutes ago on another song that we're just this close to finishing up. It's those small little things, huh?
Right.
You know, like just a little, I can just say like the change that we're doing on this particular song is just taking a little bit of reverb out on the snare, you know? but that makes, you know, those little things make a huge difference. So, I listen to it in my headphones, earbuds, going in the car, listening to my phone on the computer, just experience it to see what different people will experience when they get the songs. And so that's what I'm trying to do. So it's really been taking some time, but we're, you know, that effort that you put in it, you know, we'll put out something quality for y'all.
That's great. Do you feel comfortable sharing the title of the album, or is that going to be a surprise?
That's a surprise.
All right. It's interesting to hear you talk about how you listen to your music on different devices, yeah. You know, and I think of that a lot with music these days and videos. Are people going to be watching on a big screen at their house? Are they going to be watching on a tiny phone? It must be more challenging for you as an artist to think about that. You know, there's just so many different ways.
It is. It really is. And you have to think about it, because you'll hear a mix and we'll do it in the studio. And then we'll get into the car, right? And like, that is not what we've made. That's no way. That could not be it. And then listening to it on the phone, the little tiny speakers. So we tailor our mixes to sound as close as possible to what the experience that we want people to hear in whatever device that they're listening to. You know, I think heavily about professionally or personally, I like headphones. So I think more on headphones and then in the car.
Right.
So, and then if you can get the other device as close as possible, you know, in the mix, that's when you're like, yeah, okay. Enough tinkering around with this.
Right. Hey, let's listen to a tune that you've already put together. Our Stories. Can you set us up for this one?
Yeah. Our Stories. This is a song that I wrote some years back, and it was actually Joy, my wife, and this was our very first kind of, we knew each other. But we went on this trip with the first Alaskans, and it was a lock-in, and we were talking about what we believe is the future of Alaska Natives, right? We're like, what do we, how do we envision Alaska Native in 10 years, a year from now, 10 years from now, 50 years, 200 years, 10,000 years from now. So we were in this lock-in in Bethel, and we had known each other and from the work that we were doing at First Alaskans. But this was our you know, we were over there, and I was showing her and Heather my hometown. And this, you know, it was in my hometown, in Bethel, in Montpellier. And was just showing them around, and we got to know each other a little closer on that trip. And so I was just kind of like trying to be all cool and stuff. And I wrote that song on the first day of this 2-day gathering, and I shared it on the second day. But what I was inspired by the amazing sharing that people that the group in that room was making. But it really was just me trying to just like look awesome for this girl that I thought was awesome. And it ended up being a love song, and a love song in many ways, a love song for the love that I have for our Native people, for Alaska Native people. And so, and that's, I hope that's reflected in the song. And then also when I completed the song, I wanted to put it out into a video. And you know, in this time of COVID, we're spending a lot more time on social media, and I was seeing really such amazing things that Alaska Natives were doing and sharing on the different social media platforms that I was inspired by it. So what I did was I reached out to different folks that were doing this, people I had never met before, but that, you know, and I was like, send them a little message and like, hey, I have this song, this idea, and I really like what you're doing. And this is my concept of the video. Can I share a piece of your video? And everyone was like completely, absolutely yes. They were all supportive of it. And so what it is, so when that video is just a snapshot in time from when COVID started to when I released the song, I actually just got the last pieces of video just days before the final edit was done. So it really is from, you know, September, March to September, that period of time, and really amazing, dope things that Alaska Native people were doing. And some of these folks have like a million followers, like on TikTok and things like that. I was just blown away, right? And so I shared this and created this video. And my brother Peter Blanchett, who lives in LA, edited. He's a, you know, filmmaker, and thank you, Peter. And he edited together these pieces of footage from people that shared. And the coolest thing about it was that I actually was having conversations with people that I'd never met before, and was just like, hey, how's it going in Napagyarak? How's it going in we were just having these great conversations. And for me, that was my greatest takeaway from this, to just connect with people. And, you know, cause we were all yearning for it, right? Cause we're, you know, we're stuck in our little bubbles, if, you know, we're being responsible. And so it was my way to get out of my little bubble virtually.
All right, let's take a listen, and then we'll let our listeners know where they can find it and how they can see the video and all that. Here is our stories.
Stories, we cry.